This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sanderson winds it around. Larkin trying to set up Keller. Back out of comes for Thompson. Score! USA.
What a one-timer this is by Tage Thompson.
Yeah, nice little bit from Tage Thompson there against Germany and USA's 5-1 win yesterday in Italy. The U.S. finishing a perfect 3-0 in group play in the Olympics, and they will await the winner of Sweden and Latvia coming up in the play-in round portion of the playoffs in the tournament. Brayton Wilson, Paul Hamilton with you here once again, filling in for Sabres Live today here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Paul, we've seen a little bit of an interesting sort of play from Tage Thompson here in his three games. I mean, he hasn't gotten a ton of ice time. He's been seen mostly power play time here in his time playing for Team USA in the Olympics. But, you know, in the games that he has scored, I mean, he scored the power play goal with that nice little backhand touch right in front of the net. And then the other yesterday, he blew that one-timer from the high slot in for against Germany. And, you know, two goals and averaging, what, just a little over 9 minutes of ice time throughout the tournament. Not too bad from Tage Thompson at the least.
Yeah, and that power play goal by Thompson, he's the one that gained the line. He and Eichel came up through the neutral zone with speed, and he used Eichel kind of as a decoy, gained the line, did a really nice job, and was the one that got the puck over to Matthew Tkachuk, and it wound up Matthews scoring in front of the net. He didn't get an assist, but really it was his play that allowed them to gain the zone to get in there. Tage Thompson is just, there's nothing happening. He hasn't done anything wrong, or he is just in a spot of, we're the New York Rangers. We have two. We decided our GM is part of the guys picking the team. So we're going to put two guys on the team who don't belong here, who don't even close to belong here. And then we're going to have the New York Rangers head coach be the head coach. So we have to make sure we get them going and get them in the lineup and have Clayton Keller watching the first two games.
Yeah.
And then have Kyle Connor watching the next one. So we can have our own guys in there who, by the way, don't even belong there, who should be in their living rooms watching this. And Tage Thompson has been involved in that, because what's happening is you can dress an extra forward. So both Miller and Trocheck have dressed as the extra forward. And when they're that, they alternate with Tage Thompson on the line. They'll take his spot. And then they were taking Connor's spot for a bit also.
Yep.
So
I knew I was going to get you riled up today, Paul, about
and
this.
The reason Connor got benched is because Thompson's on the power play. Thompson might have been sitting in the stands because you got to have those New York Rangers in the lineup. I mean, their coach is, I mean, he's a faithful coach. I mean, he's watching out for his guys, and Chris Drury is watching out for his guys and convinced Guerin that, boy, you got to have JT Miller there to screen your goaltender on one of the few goals he's given up. So, you know, he at least got to have a few goals go in. So that's what's happening to Tage Thompson. He has to alternate with the Rangers, who just have to get their minutes.
And when he's out there, Tage Thompson is more often than not generating offense. I mean, he's got 7 shots on goal. He's a +1, 2 goals in those 3 games, and he's averaging 10 minutes and 3 seconds. I thought it was just over 9, but he's averaging just over 10.
Well, he's been around 9 in two of the games. What? I didn't look at his ice time in the first game. It must have been quite a bit. I'll look at what
you're
talking.
Yeah, but I mean, when he's out there, he's generating offense. It is kind of baffling to me how he's not playing more so. But I'm trying to remember which broadcaster it was yesterday during the broadcast talking about Tage. I want to say it was either Eddie Olchuk or Brian Boucher that said that, oh, part of the reason why Tage Thompson made this Team USA team after not making the Four Nations team was because he's a right-handed shot. It's like, yeah, I mean, sure, that's an excuse, but I mean, he's a much better offensive talent and a better threat and presence than a guy like JT Miller or Vincent Trocheck. I said the same thing about Brock Nelson, but Brock Nelson's actually been fairly good in this tournament, so I'll take back those comments about Nelson.
And he does have 29 goals this year. Now, how much of that is for the team he plays on?
Exactly.
But Thompson played 11:34 in the first game. He played less than 10 minutes in the other two. So that's what popped him up a little bit, playing at 11:34.
Yeah, Tage Thompson should be playing more. I mean, he's on a line with Dylan Larkin, and at one point it was Kyle Connor, and then eventually it was Clayton Keller, and that's another guy that I think should get more playing time is Clayton Keller, because he's a stellar talent.
Are you kidding that he's in the stands?
Clayton Keller was the captain of Team
USA.
He was the captain of Team USA at the World Championships that just won the tournament.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing leaving him off the ice?
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But that's what Team USA is doing. And I think, you know, they almost put Fox on the team, too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so you would have three Rangers that didn't belong there.
Yeah.
And I think maybe they decided, well, we're going to have trouble getting away with the two, so we better not put the third on here.
Yeah, and I mean, they have Jackson Lacombe sitting in the press box every game when maybe you could have had a guy like, I don't know, Lane Hutson playing for Team USA.
That was weird, wasn't it?
It's a weird. A lot of the decisions that they've made with this team are weird. Maybe not a lot of them, but a handful of them, I'll say. You know, Trocheck, okay, I can maybe understand his two-way presence is fine. JT Miller makes zero sense to me. Jackson Lacombe makes zero sense to me. The fact that
JT Miller makes way too many mistakes. Trocheck at least can kill a penalty
for
you.
Right, exactly. He's a solid two-way guy, and the fact that Jake Oettinger hasn't even sniffed a game yet this year is way beyond me, because Jake Oettinger is way better of a goaltending option than Jeremy Swayman is, and I think Jake Oettinger arguably is better than Connor Hellebuck at this point right now, because Hellebuck has struggled for most of the season.
You know,
not
why
only that, but he's been hurt.
You know why it was Swayman?
Let's see, because Jeremy Swayman is second cousins with Chris Drury and also has some family tie relation to Bill Guerin. I don't know.
No. Nope. World Championships.
Right. Because
he was stellar.
He was, yeah, okay.
He was
right.
Really good. So I
forget Jeremy Swayman was the goaltender.
That
there.
Might be the reason why they gave him the opportunity
whatever.
Over Oettinger. Did Oettinger play in the Four Nations at all?
I want to say he got one game in the Four Nations.
And I want to say it didn't go
quick.
Well.
Jeez.
But I don't remember. Sometimes right, but I want for some reason it's sticking in my head that he played and it didn't go well. I don't know.
Jake Oettinger did play in the Four Nations. He lost his only game, which probably would have been against Sweden. They lost to Sweden, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they won the first game against Canada, or did they lose both to Canada? I'm trying to remember. Why am I blanking here?
I'm blanking on it too. I
want to
say they might have beaten Canada in the regular, but again,
yes, they beat them.
They beat them in Montreal,
and then Canada beat the U.S. in Boston. That's where the correlation is. But yeah, 206 goals against, 913 save percentage in the one game that they lost.
Yeah, 913 isn't bad. Maybe the types of goals he gave up. Something is sticking in my head that it didn't go well.
Sure, but
I just don't know.
I think Jake Gottinger.
And Swayman, it did go well, just like it did for Thompson and Keller.
Yeah.
At the Worlds, although Keller just finally got his first game.
Yeah.
I think Thompson's performance at the Worlds and Miss Swayman's, you know, probably, I don't mean to sway their decision that way.
Let's be realistic, Paul. You could have probably split all three games among the three goaltenders, and then whoever had the better performance of the three, you probably could have just said, yeah, let's ride with them in the quarterfinals.
Sure.
Could
have
done that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Any final prevailing thoughts from Tage Thompson, Paul? I know that he's, you know, been mostly the extra forward other than power play time and a couple other shifts here and there. But
people are coming with these conspiracy theories and everything. It's really simple.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey guys, this is Matt Norlander, co-host of the Eye on College Basketball podcast with Gary Parrish. We are part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, and college hoops is turning toward what's going to be a phenomenal March. So be sure you are tuned into the show. We're going to be publishing at least four shows every week. Follow and listen to Eye on College Basketball free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. March is coming.
He's in a numbers game with New York Ranger players and a New York Rangers coach. It's all it is.
Yeah.
He's done nothing wrong. The coaching staff isn't mad at him. He's not benched. It's just he's the guy.
Yeah.
It's like, well, we got to play our own players, and this is how we're going to do it. And Tage Thompson is going to be the guy that takes a seat, or Connor is going to be the guy that takes a seat when they're alternating. That's all it is. It's just a rotation.
Well, from a guy who doesn't play a whole heck of a lot in the playoffs due to numbers to a guy who has played substantially in the Olympics so far, and that's Rasmus Dahlin, who's been phenomenal, in my opinion, Paul. I think he's been arguably one of the best defensemen overall in this tournament. I mean, maybe along with like Cale Makar, but I think it's been him and Rasmus Dahlin as the best defenders overall in this entire tournament.
Well, for the folks who don't, I did tweet it out, but who didn't see it, he did lose one of his assists in the first game. He originally had three. The one he lost, and I've watched the play numerous times, I don't see what they're seeing, but they get a closer look at the shot. What happened was Dahlin was on the wall. He put it in the middle for Bratt. Bratt takes a shot, and a rebound just comes flying out to Forsling at the left point, who scores. Raymond's in front of the net. I do not see the puck hit him. I think it went between his legs and out.
Yep.
Out to Forsling. But they changed Dahlin's assist to Raymond.
It's the double
Raymond
eye,
got the first assist. So that means it was when he was in front of the net. They're saying Bratt's shot hit the goaltender, hit Raymond, and then went out to Forsling.
Okay.
I cannot see that on the replays. I've watched the replay five times.
Yep.
But I also don't have a close-up of it either to see if it did maybe nick his skate or a stick or something coming out.
Yeah.
But it looked to me like the rebound came out between his legs. But they went through it and changed it. So since they changed it, they probably needed to be sure. So maybe they had a closer look that they could see that it went off Raymond's stick or his leg or something.
Sure, I guess so. Another defenseman that's been really good in this tournament, I should not exclude him, is Quinn Hughes. He's been Team USA's best defender, and he's been just so good. But other than that, Rasmus Dahlin is arguably a top three defenseman in this entire tournament. Just the way he looks at both ends of the ice. He looks super solid, composed. He's not afraid to get pucks towards the net. It's a lot of those similar play that we've seen him play with the Sabres this year, Paul. I think that he's certainly been looked at as a top player at his position, and he's doing what he can to make a difference from the blue line. And I think for Sweden, yeah, their tournament hasn't gone maybe the way that they've seen, but it's not at the fault of Rasmus Dahlin. He's been arguably one of their best players.
Well, it's about time. The Four Nations was just, I thought he played very well at Forsling there, but he didn't play either special teams. He's now on the power play and is produced. He didn't play in overtime. They had a couple of overtimes. Carlson, who is one of the worst Norris Trophy winning defensemen I have ever seen defensively, he is just awful defensively. Offensively, yeah, he's great. But he was out there for about 30 seconds. I know I figured it out when the Four Nations, in two overtimes combined, he was out there for approximately 30 seconds combined and cost them two goals. And Dahlin did not play in either overtime.
Yeah.
And it's just like, what are you doing? I mean, it just made no sense to me whatsoever. Now he seems to be getting more respect as one of their better players and getting the opportunity. I mean, he's out there ahead of Carlson now on the power play.
And out there ahead of Victor Hedman, too.
And you could have people who are listening to us in Buffalo scratching their head going, well, why? He doesn't do anything for our power play. if I'm a fan saying that. you know, and I always think to myself, now the Sabre power play isn't as bad as a lot of people make it out to be. They're right in the middle. You know, they're around 15, 16.
Yeah.
They're right in the middle. They've scored in six consecutive games on the power play, but some of the other power plays within those games have been horrendous. So people are saying, well, the power play stinks. Yeah, but they've scored in six straight games on it. You know, and it's actually helped them win a couple of hockey games along the way. But I agree a little bit with a fan that's saying, I just sometimes wonder with Darlene as the quarterback why the power play isn't better, you know, here in Buffalo. And it has been better for Sweden. And, you know, he's been getting the opportunity. One thing I've been seeing for Sweden, like his overall play, he's been much, much mobile. He is really flying around the offensive zone. You know, he's not afraid to get involved into the play, which has produced goals for Sweden. He just, not that he doesn't do it with Buffalo, he just seems to be doing it more in this tournament than he does with the Sabres. So when he gets back, we may see a different Rasmus Dahlin because of the way he's playing, maybe even a guy with even more confidence. Because how many times this year have you heard him say, I have more? You know, he hasn't been happy with his play a lot.
Yeah.
You know, and because, you know, he's a perfectionist, and playing pretty good is not good enough to him.
Yeah.
And he wants to be better. So it'll be interesting to see how he plays once he gets back.
Yeah. I mean, I'm interested to see how he plays, how Thompson plays as well, and some of the other guys. We'll get to some Sabres talk more tomorrow when we host from 12 to 1 again as well. But to close out the Darlene conversation, a goal, three assists for 4 points in three games, plus two, 15 shots on goal, and is the only Swedish skater to average more than 20 minutes a game, and he's beyond the highest on-ice average guy, 22 minutes for Team Sweden. All right, we'll wrap up the show when we come back, and then we'll make way for a special week of guest hosts coming up here as Brad Ryder and Tim Graham are going to be hosting from 1 to 3, and that'll be some fun talk of Buffalo sports and everything else that's kind of happening in our landscape here. But we'll wrap things up when we come back. Brayton Wilson, Paul Hamilton here with you on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.